Welcome to Moving Forward, sponsored by MPW MockLink TV and MockLink Internet, online at mpw.org. Each weekday morning, our local talk segment brings you the people who are helping move our community forward. Let's start the show.
Welcome to Moving Forward on the 23rd of July, 2020. My guest this morning is the director of Big Brothers Big Sisters. It's Lindsay Phillips.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Good. Well, we've got some big stuff coming up with Big Brothers, Big Sisters. But first, do you want to tell us who's here with you?
This is Jackson.
Hi, Jackson. You want to say hi?
Hi.
All right. So first, do we want to talk about Hoops for Kids' Sake?
Yes, let's do.
Okay.
So that is coming up next Saturday, so just over a week away, free throw competition.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So lots of age groups so that we can engage as many people as possible. It's a $20 registration fee. You get 25 throws or attempts, I guess, where you make as many as you can. And then we will have a championship bracket where the top three from each age division will move forward.
Okay.
And all of those proceeds go to Big Brothers Big Sisters and supporting matches in the fall.
Oh, I love that. Okay. Yes. And then they do have to register by the 31st, right?
So we're hoping to have all of our registrations in by the 31st. Okay. Of course, we're planning. That just makes it easier.
Right.
But this is a fundraiser, and so we're not going to turn anyone away.
So if you just show up?
Yes. If you show up on Saturday, I would say after 10 o'clock, between 10 o'clock and 1, we will do our best to get you to a hoop. So we are following social distancing and CDC recommendations and guidelines. So we may not have a hoop available for you right away.
Right.
If you do just show up, the nice thing about registering ahead of time is that we'll reach out to you and get a time scheduled so that you know, you have your place to go right away and you can really be in and out in 10 minutes, 15. And so there's that risk if you just show up on the day of.
Right.
But welcome to.
Well, yay. Okay. And then do they get a free t-shirt with us?
Yes. Everyone
wants
a t-shirt. Yeah. So on our Facebook page today, we're going to give a peek at the t-shirt so that you can see what that shirt looks like.
All right. And then winners get a trophy. Correct?
Yes.
All right.
Correct.
Well, even better.
Yeah. So we do have a lot of different age groups. And then we have 6 to 8 year olds will be playing on an 8-foot hoop.
Okay.
So if you're thinking there's no way my 7-year-old could put up a basket, you know, on a normal hoop, that's okay. We're going to lower those down so it'll be an 8-foot hoop for them. And then 9 to 11 year olds, 12 to 14, 15 to 17, and then an adult division.
Okay. So, I didn't realize it was adults that were invited to do that. That's awesome.
You know, we've had more adults sign up than kids. So actually, I need all of you to sign up your kids. And then more adults welcome, of course, too. But we definitely want to fill as many of those divisions as we can. So, yes, please sign up your kids and all their friends.
And that's all coming up August 1st. Again, $20 for registration, t-shirt, 25 attempts.
Yes. Yes. Yep. And so you just warm or you arrive about 15 minutes before your scheduled time.
Okay.
And then you'll get warm up opportunities. And then we'll have you just report to your assigned basket where we'll have a rebounder and a counter for you. So you really just have to show us your stuff, I guess. Just put them up there. I don't know all the basketball lingo, but just come.
That's all right. Jackson, are you gonna do it? No? You don't want to play?
Oh.
Well, I signed you up.
You're gonna do basketball?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he signed up in the 6 to 8. He doesn't fancy basketball, if that's the way that's it. But he's excited. Some of his friends have signed up too, so.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So that's a good time
because
he
gets shy. And
I can see that. That's okay. That's not a problem. Well, all right. So then we've talked about Hoops for Kids. And again, I'll get that information up at our website as well so people
can access that.
And then also you were talking about people signing up for Big Brothers Big Sisters, again, becoming a big, basically.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So we were here in June and we were talking about our 30 Bigs in 30 Days campaign. And so we recruited quite a few bigs in such an odd time where we're doing everything virtually. We had no idea what to expect.
Yeah.
But we did pretty good. So we are moving forward with those matches and working to get them matched. But we didn't recruit enough volunteers to cover the 45 kids on our waiting list.
Okay.
So we're still always looking for bigs. Like, those opportunities are always there, and we're enrolling year-round. So please reach out to us. If you follow our Facebook page, which I highly encourage everyone to do, Kendi Jones is interning for us this summer and doing all of our social media, and she's fantastic. So she has done a really great job letting everyone know what's going on in our program and who's on our waiting list and what kind of volunteers we are in need of right now. So check that out. She highlighted a little guy yesterday that my heart's kind of hurting for because he's been on our waiting list for 2 years. We just transitioned him to our community-based program, but in 2 years he's seen friends get matched, and now he's going to watch a sibling get matched too.
Oh.
And so if you are somebody that enjoys video games, it's really an hour a week of just meeting their interests and hanging out and having fun. And then as you develop your relationship, you know, maybe pushing beyond that. But but really the expectation is an hour of just sharing an interest and being together. So,
and anyone can be a big. You don't have to be of a certain age to be a big, right?
Correct. You have to be over the age of 18.
Right.
And then, of course, go through all of our screening and enrollment processes. But otherwise, no, yeah, anyone can be a volunteer, and if you meet those eligibility requirements. But there's not an age limit or an interest level.
I mean,
you know, it can be the video games. And I think we used to say, we don't want you to just play video games all day.
Yeah.
But we've watched the world change, and we know that we need to as well. And there's a lot of bonding that can, you know, come out of that. So I watch, you know, Jackson and his dad play WWE on the Xbox all the time. Minecraft, yeah. And, you know, you really just start to develop your own little language.
And these kids don't forget about these interactions with these
right.
bigs. This is that's their life, you know. That's why I think it's exciting that it's not just for people of a certain age. Like, you
right.
you really can do this. But however, you know, we are in a time right now where a lot of college students aren't in school. It would be a perfect time for them to help out, you know?
Yes.
Hey, if you've got nothing to do and you want to get involved in something, what a great idea mm-hmm. that would
and
be.
And we definitely have college students. So we do have
right.
a high school bigs program, too. So
oh,
we have
good.
High school students that are doing this, you know, so as young as 16.
Right.
But then once you're out of that program, you have to be 18. So in our community-based programs, we have ages 18 to 82 that are volunteers. And, yeah, so there is no restriction to age, or you're not too old to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of these kids, too, some people say, oh, I'm too old, they don't want to hang out with me. There are a lot of kids in this community that would do anything for a grandparent, you know, or just somebody that shows up and asks them how they're doing once a week.
Right.
So,
right. Oh, I'm so glad. Okay, so can we give them your phone number?
Yes.
So go ahead and give that.
563-263-9996. That's the Y's number also, so you can just look up the Y, ask for Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Our office is right inside the door, too, so you are more than welcome to just stop in.
You can't miss it when you walk in. It's right there on the left there.
Yeah, I think people are still learning that we're there, though.
Yeah.
We've been at the Y for 20 years, and you know, people still walk by and say, yeah, I didn't know you were here.
I didn't realize that. And Special Olympics as well. I'm like,
yeah,
oh, this is so
right
cool
next
you're
door.
All there together. So, yeah.
Yes.
All right, so we will get all this information up at our website, voiceofmuscatine.com. And, of course, we'll link your Facebook, too. So if you want to follow them on Facebook,
yes,
it's a good idea.
Please do.
Right.
That's where we put most of our information. So, and then, of course, our website is linked to that as well.
Absolutely. Well, Lindsay Phillips from Big Brothers Big Sisters, thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate
you.
It. All right, you've been listening to Moving Forward on KWPC, the voice of Muscatine.
This has been Moving Forward on KWPC, AM 860, FM 95.1, the voice of Muscatine. Moving Forward is brought to you by MPW Digital TV and Mocklink Internet, a designated Blue Zones worksite. Browse to MPW.com.